This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On this 8th day of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442, we commence with the Islamic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 8,550. 57 rand, minimum mahar is 427 rand, and the mahar of Fatimi is 21,393 rand. A very warm welcome to esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, as well as globally. And we take this opportunity to welcome Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafizahullah, onto the program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh, and Jazakallah Khairan once again for joining us on the program.
Wa Alaikum Assalam Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh, Barakallahu Fikum, Hafiz Wadi, Jazakallahu Khairan.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, we commence with one of the current issues, and it has been recurring once again. How should the Ummah respond to the cartoon issue currently in France, and it's been rising in other parts of the world as well?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulih al-Kareem, Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If truth be told, this happened during the time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and continues. And the rationale and the reason for all this is they are hasad and their jealousy, and this is all mentioned in the noble Quran. What the kathirum min ahalil kitab, that majority of the people of the book, the Jews and Christians, they have this ardent and strong desire, lo yaruddunakum min ba'di imanikum kuffara, that how they can return you after your faith and iman and conviction, kuffara, and make you non-Muslims, Allah forbid. Why do they have the strong and ardent desire, hasadam min indi anfusihim, this is based on their jealousy from their side, min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul haqq, after the truth has become manifest and apparent to them. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse number 109. Who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say, are called irhasat. Irhasat means those extraordinary signs that occurred even prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak and auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Ana da'watu Ibrahim, I am the result of the dua of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. After he reconstructed the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, and his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam said, Ameen. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum. Ya Allah Jalla wala, you send the final messenger and prophet from them, the people of Makkah. Chapter 2, verse 129. Wa bushra Isa. And Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam gave glad tidings of me. Wa mubashiram bi rasuli yati min ba'dismuhu Ahmad. Chapter 61, verse 6. And the final messenger will come. His Mubarak blessed name, Ismi Grami Nami Nami, will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah praise him, the master, the most. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I praise Allah the most. And then remember, wara'at ummi annahu kharaja minha nur. And whilst my mother was in that state of gestation and expecting, she would see nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her. From Makkah, she would see the nur and the radiance there in Palestine, Jordan and Syria. So all this was the nur of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you study the Quran, you see Quran Kareem says that the sun is وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Allah Jalla Wala made the sun, the moon, the siraj, the light and radiance. But for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says that Almighty Allah made him the master Alayhi Salaam Sirajam Munira, that the nur and the radiance is continuing all the time, all places. If you go to France, you go to Europe, you go to Britain, you go to America, even today, you will find it is the fastest growing religion. Therefore, they all have worked and colluded with one another. Islamophobia. We must stop Islam. We must demonize Islam. We must distort Islam. And you see, who is embracing Islam? If you look at the demographics, you will find it is majority the women, because they saw that their system is a failure, and now they came to the natural home of Islam. And what is the natural home of Islam? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah 61, Surah Surf. Yuridun, they the politicians, they the media, majority of them, liyutfi'u nur Allahi biafwahihim, they want to extinguish the radiance, the effulgence of Almighty Allah. That is Deenul Islam, the religion of Islam, the message of the messenger Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah 14, verse 1, beginning of Surah Ibrahim. What must you do, ya Nabi Allah? Tukhrij an-nas min az-zulumati lan-nur. You take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in. They are capitalism, secularism, Zionism, democracy, Satanism. Take them out and bring them to the nur of Islam. Chapter 14, verse 1. Yuriduna liyudfi'u nur Allahi biafwahihim. So their intention is and will be to extinguish Islam with their mouths and their media. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah will let the nur of Islam, the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message, prevail and permeate every hook, nook and corner of this world. Walau karihal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse 8. What must be our response? First response of ours, ya Allah, give humankind, everyone, hidayat and guidance. Second, whatever you can do. So you say, okay, France, this is the game you want to play? Fine. So we boycott all the French products. So all these pharmacies, all these places that are promoting the French products, you as a Muslim, iman ka taqaza hai. It is the demand of your iman, not only in Rabiul Awwal, at all times, all places. Whoever insults Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah mentions three places. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. He Almighty Allah will crush and decimate the person who hates you. Allah forbid, ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second one. Inna kafaynaka al-mustazi'in. We will suffice for you, ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against those people who are ridiculing, belittling you. Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. Remember their example, who make caricature, cartoons, all this of the Habib of Almighty Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. Proverb in Arabic. The barking of the dogs does not harm. You must remember the clouds. Who is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. And we elevated your name, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and thereafter ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So each one of us must know that we boycott their products and we show the world the crimes of the French and all these people. Ask them what they did in Algeria. Ask them what they did in Mali. So I sent out today what they were doing in Mali, stealing the gold from Africa, and their people got caught. And what they did there in Algeria, our Arab brothers, sisters, children, our Muslims, were more than 1 million murdered by them. I sent it out the other day on my Twitter account. So you need to bring to the world, when these people speak of human rights, when they speak of democracy, you must remember they want this ummah to forget, amnesia, selective amnesia. Show the world the crimes they've committed, and then they must speak about this. So therefore, remember ummah, make dua, and say that in my capacity, I will boycott all their goods. They are, you love their fragrance, you love their, you know, all their chocolates and what have you. So boycott it for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pleasure. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the enemies, ya Nabi Allah. And the last message, remember, this will increase. Why? We have already started what they call the new reset. And that means that the Jali fitna has started already. So this is what they want to do. Demonize Islam and Muslims. And remember, we Muslims must become more committed, devoted, dedicated to our Islam, to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is our message to humanity and all the Muslims in particular.
Jazakallahu khairan for that, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab was responding to a question and how Muslims should be responding to the cartoon issue in France. Moving on to our next question, can property be given as zakat to a person eligible for zakat?
Regarding zakat, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned 8 categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. Second one, we must know the benefit of giving zakat. I pay zakat, you pay zakat, Hafiz Wadi. So the first and primary benefit is وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The true believers are those who are intensely in love with Almighty Allah. So the love for Almighty Allah must be enhanced, and the love for wealth and materialism, consumerism, that must decrease, and love for Allah must increase. Second benefit is to empower the poor, needy Muslims. Zakat can only be given to Muslims. So if a person gave a property, a house or a shop or whatever it is, then there are 2-3 conditions. Number one is that person must be really eligible, one. Second one must be Muslim. Third one, the transfer, everything must be done on that person's name. So everything must be done. You give it to him or her. And fourth one, no strings attached, no conditions attached. You can't say that if you do this, you do that, I will repossess the house, I will do this, nothing of that sort there. Then only will the zakat be discharged and valid. So yes, it is permissible.
Mufti Saab, is Brazilian hair treatment permissible for females?
Whether it's for males or females, our fatwa and verdict and ruling is not permissible. Why? Number one is, if you study the ingredients, you will find certain ingredients used there are un-Islamic and unlawful, not permissible. Second one, if you ask the people who want to use it, they will tell you you cannot use water for 1 day, 3 days, 5 days, 1 week, depending the type and the category you use. Third one, you must remember, so the wudu will not be valid, ablution, the ghusl, the taking a compulsory bath would not be permissible. Next issue is, why do people want to do this Brazilian treatment and so forth and so on? It is to imitate the Western culture. As I told you on several occasions, those people who suffer from insecurity, they suffer from the inferiority complex. So when we are feel and think we are inferior, now we want to mimic and imitate and emulate others. So today's Muslim, majority of them across the spectrum, they think that the West is the best and white is right. We reject both notions. We say Islam is the best for the East and the West. So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Musnad Ahmad, man tashabba ittaba biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates a people and a nation, you become part and parcel of them. Hence, there are multi reasons and various reasons why we rule that this is definitely not permissible, not for female, nor for male.
What is the meaning of Jibra'il?
Remember all the angels and malaika, Jibra'il, Mikael, Israfil, Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah, who was a giant. Remember Jalaluddin Suyuti was his name, Rahimahullah. And Suyut is there in Egypt, a Suyut, so they call them Suyut. So he was a genius and a prolific writer, he was indeed. He would write so many books. He wrote a whole book and thesis on this regarding the malaika and the Asma'ul Malaika, the names of the malaika and the meaning. So the summary of it is this: each one of them, il means Allah. You say Israel. So remember, it means the slave of Allah. Jibra'il, Mikael. So all means the slave and the servant of Almighty Allah. There is a hadith in Kanzul Ummal that you should not give your children the names of the malaika. But the hadith is very, very weak. Hence the fatwa and the verdict is this: your son, you want to name one of them Israel. You want to name one of them Jibra'il. Another one Mikael. So all permissible, no problem at all. And Allah Jalla Wala, inshaAllah, through His grace and benevolence, will then instill within them the angelic qualities. Angels do not commit sins. Angels are always obedient to Almighty Allah. So it's wonderful that we give our children these beautiful names. So you can keep the name Jibra'il, Mikael, Israel, all that totally permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a male to read his salah at home and he's got no valid reason for not going to the masjid, which is just down the road?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, you will find when you study the various ahadith in the literature, in the various books of hadith, la salata li jaril masjid illa fil masjid, that the person who's a jarul masjid is a male, and remember, he's the neighbor of the masjid, so his salah is not valid except in the masjid. This is for a Muslim who's a male, he's healthy, he doesn't have any excuses, no health problems. So meaning that will be a sign of open hypocrisy, that he does not go to the masjid and he's looking for for all futile excuses and loopholes and so forth and so on. So definitely that is unacceptable. We will not say that his salat is invalid. We will say his salat is valid, but wahuwa athimun, but he's a sinner and his reward will be decreased as well. Therefore, for the man to read salat in the masjid is wajib and compulsory, and for women, they read salat at home. Yes, the male is a musafir, is a traveler, or he's old, or he's sick, and so forth. Then obviously, different rules will apply, but in normal circumstances, remember, is wajib and compulsory for the men to perform their first salat. Compulsory prayer in congregation, in jama'ah, in the masjid.
Is a greater merit in giving cash for mahar or in kind?
It just depends. You must remember who is going to determine the amount of the mahar. That is the lady whom you're going to get married to, that you discuss with her father, her pair, her brother, and so forth. Your mother, and you again discuss with the lady, their future daughter-in-law, that Betty, what do you think you want? Do you want good jewelry? Do you want Kruger coin? Do you want a rokra? Rokra is cash, you know. People, they love rokra. Annasu malu ila man indahu malu wa man la indahu malu fa anhunnasu malu. When people have mal, they have rokra, they have cash, then people love to go to them. And when there's no cash, then the people make bye-bye, lay-bye, goodbye, because now you don't have anything, you see. So this is what the Shair, the poet, says. So you discuss with her whatever she wants. And you, my daughter, my daughter-in-law, you also must remember that the mahar you're asking for, 20,000 rand, you're asking for Kruger coin, all these type of things, then zakat will be compulsory upon you. So yes, if you have a generous husband and he tells you, oh my honey, my poppy, my darling, don't worry that I'm paying your zakat. So if he pays and before payment he must inform you he's paying the zakat, that's fine. But remember, your husband says, I paid the mahar, I gave you the marital gift. Quran calls it a gift. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. So it is the marital gift, and that is a translation of mahar in Islam. So when I gave it to you, unconditionally, unreservedly, you are the owner. So zakat also will be compulsory upon you. So 2.5% of the current market value, for example, the Kruger coin. So all that you should think about. So what do you want it? Do you want it in jewelry? Do you want it in coin? Do you want it in cash, in rokra? All this is your choice. And then both parties agree, and that is the amount that he should give. So mashallah, Islam has given them that right. It's a sense of security. Look at the sacrifice she is making. My wife from Durban, your wife from Cape Town, your wife from Arab countries. So remember, they left their parents, they left their siblings, they left the place of birth to spend the remainder of their life with you. So therefore, oh husband, you must pay the mahar. One day, Hafiz Wadi and the esteemed listeners, Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we had a seminar regarding nikah and marriage and related issues. One baji, one old man, after my talk, he stood up. He said, why must we men pay the mahar, the marital gift? So I looked at him, I said, baji, old man, sheikh, no pay, no play. You can't play free of charge, you know. After that, baji didn't ask any questions. Bichara, he got finished, you know. So remember, we want to play with our wives. So remember, we have to pay also. And when I deliver nikah lectures, I tell the husbands to be that, see, now you're paying mahar. This is my advice to you. It's a moral obligation that every month also you should give her another mahar, another gift, because she, your honorable wife, is fulfilling the rights of 4 or 5 people. She will be your confidant. She will be your secretary. She will be the mother of your children. She will look after all your valuables. She will be cleaning your house. She'll be helping your mother. One person, subhanallah, how many portfolios is she fulfilling? So jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in kubara bana deta hai. Keep a big magnanimous heart with your wife. Oh honey, take this money.
Mufti Saab, is there any fadail or any virtues if one passed away on a Friday? This person says their mum passed away 2 Fridays ago.
Allah Jalla Wala, grandmummy, your mother, Jannatul Firdaus. Yes, she passed away, inshaAllah al-Aziz, with Iman and Islam. And remember, that is the dua me and you should make. Ya Allah, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh beloved Allah, let us pass away and die with Iman and Islam, and unite us with the pious and devout servants of yours. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hadith is Sahih, authentic Hadith. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha. Whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gives, you must remember, death on the day of Friday or the night of Friday, what we call Thursday night. So remember, waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr. Allah Jalla wa'ala will protect that person from the torment, punishment, chastisement of the grave. They will be protected right till the day of justice. They will see their place in Jannat already whilst they are in Barzakh. When you die, you enter a new realm called Barzakh, the interspace and the custody. From there, they will see all that through the mercy of Almighty Allah. Oh, you son, daughter, your tears are still rolling down. That is natural. Ma to garki nurani batihe. So the mother is the special, special light in the house. Friday, I was in Nigel. Allah reward all of them on Akasuji and Kasuji family and my cousin Ayub Suleiman Babu and his family. After lunch and what have you, I went to Heidelberg. Why? My father, my brother, my siblings, and remember my two brothers, my brother-in-law. Also, we go and make dua there. So because we can't forget, so our parents are so special, they have hukuk and rights even after their demise and death. So you, my daughters, my sisters, for your beloved mother, what you going to read? So read now with me, Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. Every day you have to read this. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. And my parents. As long as the parents passed away with Iman, Islam, you keep on making dua for them. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. All the believers. Today we heard the sad news that Yusuf Adam of CII passed away in an accident last night. So we make dua for him. So we make dua for all the deceased. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. And the day the reckoning will be established. Surah chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. So you read that. And Sa'd radiallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna umma Sa'din qatufiyat. My beloved mother passed away. What should I do? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ma, water. He went himself, fahafara bi'iran, faqala hadhi li ummi Sa'd. He dug up the borehole, the well, and he dedicated to his mother, open Mishkat Sharif. So therefore, every day read Surah Yasin, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar. Now before Asr, you read two rakat nafil salat. After Maghrib, you read two rakat maghrib, two nafil salat. After Maghrib salat, your sunnahs, everything. So any nafil voluntary ibadat you do, you transfer your thawab to your beloved mother. So and make sure all her debts and everything are paid. And make sure that you as a family, not once in a while, every day, in the comfort of your own home, you make special dua for her. Then you will see Ummi and Mummy coming in your dream, and she'll be wearing white clothes, smiling. My child has remembered me. So that is the sign of acceptance. So always remember this. So our parents are too special. We never forget them. That is Islam.
Mufti Sahib, can we keep an Islamic name for our bird?
Yes, 100% Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. There was a young person and his bird died. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen. Chapter 21, verse 107. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatul lil alameen. So for that youngster, meaning Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu's brother, for him it was a big loss. My bird died. What must I do? Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Ya Aba Umair. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a kunya. So children also, you can give them a kunya. Kunya is, I have a son Zaid, so I'm Abu Zaid. I have a daughter, for example, Maryam, Abu Maryam. So even children, you can give them Ya Aba Umair. Ma fa'ala Nughair. What happened to Nughair, your bird? So Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to cheer him up and so forth. Why? Because his bird just died. So you keep the name Nughair, you keep the name Mandub, you keep the name, you understand, some good name. So all that is fine. But you can't give them the name of Anbiya and messengers. So that will be desecrating the honorable names of the Anbiya and messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam. So all that, to keep birds, to buy birds, sell birds, all permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahib, what is the benefit of Bahur and is it Sunnah?
100%, you must remember yesterday when I came home, yesterday or this morning when I came home, because I was busy this weekend. Inshallah, you can listen to the roundup and the report back program tomorrow, 2 to up past 2, inshallah. So I came home and I came to the studio and I had a strong smell and a fragrance of Bahur. So my wife said, no, visitors are coming, we must put Bahur. So subhanallah, good smell, fragrance. You know, so Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us jammiruha al-jumu'ah. So remember in your masajid, O honorable trustees, O respected imams and ulama, that make sure laylatul jumu'ah, the night of Friday, you take bakhur, you take loban, jammiruha al-jumu'ah. Open Ibn Majah, Kitabul Masajid, you will find the hadith there, the instruction of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he appointed a Tabi'i successor, Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You go India, Pakistan, one person selling socks, Somoza wala, another one selling watches, Gari wala, another one selling hats, Topi wala. So he became Loban wala. Everybody knew him. You go today, Madina Munawwara, Makkah. If you go early there to Masjid Nabawi, you will see them Friday, they busy. First serve, second serve, third serve. The Loban is moving around. So the Bakhur is moving. So 100% Sunnah. And if you want details of Nu'aym al-Mujammir, read Zadul Ma'ad by Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. And Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib, rahimahullah, who passed away in Shawwal 1976. We met him also. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib, Grand Mufti, the jurors of Indo-Pakistan, the Imam Abu Hanifa of our time, rahimahullah, writes in his book, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is zamane mein. We have neglected and abandoned the sunnah. So Ummah, let us rise to the occasion, our masajid, our muswallas, you mothers, sisters, your namaz room, your prayer room. So they have the bakhur, the loban, Thursday nights and Friday. And any other time of the week is permissible, and Jummah it is sunnah.
Jazakallah khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Well, that brings us to our very first break. But before that, we would like to inform you and also remind you that Mufti Sahib is going to be touring Durban and surrounding areas on Tuesday. That's the 27th of October. Mufti Sahib is going to be at the Stanger Jamia Masjid program after Maghrib Wednesday. Mufti Sahib is going to be at the Avondale Musalla, the program also after Maghrib. And on Thursday, Mufti Sahib is going to be at Masjid Tazkiyah, that's the Refinery Masjid right here in Mia Bank. Friday, Jummah, Mufti Saab's lecture is going to be at the Glennon Road Sufi Masjid. And Friday night, Mufti Saab is going to be in Port Shepston. So that is the Rabiul Awal programs that's going to be live on Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, as well as live on Al Ansar and Sirius FM. We continue after the break.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program live from our Durban studios. Well, I'm in Durban and Mufti Saab is at our studios in Lanesia. Mufti Saab, our first question for this particular segment. Can Mufti Saab kindly enlighten us? What is the meaning of wasila?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The word wasila means that you are means and an intermediary. And likewise, it means that people do this out of mahabba and out of love. Before the Miladun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the master, peace be upon him, the people read the previous scriptures, the Torah, the Injil, and they knew. Even today, if you go to the Bible, you will find they speak about the glory of Faran. If you look at the Arabic Bible, Al-Kitab al-Muqaddas, so they call it Faran. And in English, we call it Paran. Paran refers to the valley of Makkah Mukarramah. So ye all, Almighty Allah in the Quran Sharif speaks about it, that what will happen, that they read in Deuteronomy, it is mentioned about Paran, so that the final messengers, Milad Mubarak, will take place in Paran, in Makkah Mukarramah. So they would say, Ya Allah, help us through the wasila and the barakah and blessing of the final Nabi and messenger against their enemies. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. And when the Quran Sharif came to them, so from Almighty Allah confirming what they had in their books and scriptures. وَكَانُوا مِّنْ قَبْلُ. And before the Quran Sharif came to them, يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. What is يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ? They used to say, Ya Allah, grant us victory against the enemy through the barakah and wasila of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Banu Ismail, the progeny of Nabi Ismail. Ismail alayhi salatu salam, whilst they expected from Banu Ishaq, like how the other Anbiya, the Israelite prophets came from the progeny of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Falamma ja'a wa ma arafu kafaru bi. So when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they recognized the master alayhi salam, the features, everything, but they rejected out of jealousy. So all this enshrined in the noble Quran, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 89. If you study Siratul Mustafa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sirah, and this what I'm going to tell you now is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Students, ulama, if you want a reference, open Salatul Istisqa, the Salat where you beg Almighty Allah for rain. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very, very young. And remember, the people came to Abu Talib and the uncle, the chacha, the father's brother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very, very young. And still, you must remember, they came to Abu Talib and said that we are suffering from famine and drought here in Makkah. Do something. He, Abu Talib, takes Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, wa alsaqa dhahrahu ila al-bayt. Let Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jasadi athar mubarak body, touch the Baytullah, the countenance mubarak, the face mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, facing the heavens and the skies. Wa abiyada yustasqalul ghamamu biwajhihi. Lo and behold, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face mubarak, and the clouds start forming, and then the rain starts pouring. So how is all this happening? Remember that you call wasila. And I told you where you can find it in Bukhari Sharif. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Even today we say, you can say, Ya Allah, through the wasila, through the barakah, that you accept our du'as and the wasila of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that is totally permissible. There's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, a man inherits from his deceased father an amount of money. Does he pay zakat on it with immediate effect or after a year of owning the money?
You will not pay after a year. Let's say now in Rabiul Awal, your father passed away, mother passed away, and you inherited immediately. You inherited after 1 week, 1 month, meaning you inherited immediately, but it came into your ownership after 1 week, 1 month, 3 months, whatever the case might be. Now your zakat due date, you must remember, is in Rajab or Shaaban or Ramadan. So when you calculate, you include that amount of money, even though it is not physically in your possession. You know, many a time the estate takes long to get wind up and so forth. So it is still there in the estate account. But you know the amount. So remember, in Islam, the inheritance share is directly given to you automatically by Almighty Allah. Hence, you, O son, O daughter, you will have to pay zakat on that amount, even though a few days only passed, or a few weeks passed, or only 1-2 months. This is the only place in Islam, in the Sharia, the divine code, where the milkiyat, the ownership, is ijbari. It is given to you whether you like it or you don't like it. It is your money, your wealth, your properties, whatever it is. So yes, zakat will be compulsory at 2.5%. And if it's in your ownership and possession, very good. If it's in your ownership, not in your possession, still you have to pay the zakat. And there's no such thing, you wait for another year and so forth. Whenever is the due date, remember you include all this. Dhammul lahiq bisabiq. That's the law that applies. You take the wealth that came during the course of the year and join it with the previous wealth.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to have the nikah and the walima on the same day?
Yes, people today, because of the cost and because of traveling and because of corona and many issues, so they want to do it that way. It is permissible. So how are we going to do it? So let's say you must remember 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you must remember is the nikah. And then mashallah, that after Zuhur, they want to have the chow, the walima. And you must start one part there of his wajib. Hadi. Yeah. I don't know if it's in a question or not. They say we will share the expenses. You see? No. Yeah. So that's another one thing also. Because Walima, the boy, the husband, he has to pay. But now the girls' party say, we also wanted to give a chow and we also had to give, you know, meals and so forth. So let's go 50-50, 75-25. So all that is fine, is negotiable. So what you going to do after nikah? So you must remember that now the nikah is performed. Husband, wife are halal for one another. You don't have to announce to anybody. So just take the husband and wife and they go to a secret venue, halal venue. No, not some funny place there. So you go there to the house or whatever you, and then he, the husband, can touch his wife, kiss her, fondle her. You don't have to consummate the marriage. You just touch her and so forth, 10-15 minutes. The precious moments, as they will call it, you know. They're the small shortcut honeymoon. So anyway, you must, in Islam, we don't have honeymoon business, remember that. So anyway, after touching her, caressing her, fondling her, all these type of things, 10-15 minutes, and then both of them will come out smiling and radiant, you see, because both of them are shining that day. Anyway, thereafter you want to have walima, so it's permissible. We call that in our Islamic terminology khalwa. Khalwa means the husband and wife after nikah go into privacy, so that also will suffice, and you have walima. Best is today the nikah takes place, tonight the husband and wife spend the night together, laylatul zifaf, and the next day you have walima. That is the best. But due to unforeseen circumstances, people have plenty of excuses. So same day is permissible, provided that the boy and girl, husband, wife, went into khalwa, and thereafter you have the walima. Yes, now today's walima, most of them leave a lot to be desired. There's intermingling, there's videoing, and the women are dressed, Allah forbid, we know what's happening. And then there's music and belly dancing and so many haram things. So that type of walima, totally haram. We must be clear on that issue as well.
Mufti Saab, this person says that yesterday I read salah in congregation. Today the imam says we should repeat our salah as he did not know we had a bleeding wound in salah.
Yes, in a case like that, remember the Hanafi school will say, a hadith in Tirmidhi, al-imam udaminun, the imam is responsible. So meaning, if for real, it happened to us when we were in Karachi, you know, the imam sahab, they announced the next day or the same day, they say, jo hazrat fajr namaz mein the, wo iada kare. Those people who were there fajr time, they must repeat their salat. So sometimes the imam will say that he didn't know his trouser was not park, and some funny excuses they give. So you must remember all these type of things here. So Hanafis, you have to repeat the salat. According to Shafis, Ambalis and them, you don't have to repeat the salat. Only that imam must repeat it, because you must remember when the imam salat break, it does not necessitate that the muqtadi, the muswalli, the people who are following the imam, that their salat also is broken. So according to Shafis and them, that is not broken. Hence the qadha of it is not compulsory. So that is where you are. And to you, the Honorable Imam, we will tell you that that is why you must be very meticulous and particular before you stand on the musalla. Therefore myself, me, I make imamat very seldom. It's very, very big responsibility we should remember, because you must remember something goes wrong, then you will be held responsible. So therefore, Hanafis, you have to repeat it compulsorily. And according to Shafis and them, it's not necessary for you to repeat that salat.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for my 26-year-old husband to be talking to women his age on WhatsApp for business purposes?
Never mind 26, even if he's 46 or 86 years old, what he wants to talk to all the strange ladies, hellers, old manikotini, they're old but they're not cold, and now they got the new toy in their hand, and that is the cell phone, and you just press one button, and then you see Baji's eyes also lighting up, you understand? You see, I to bo haru che, oh, I to bo haru lage, this looks very nice, all haram, my brother. What we know, go read Quran Sharif, Surah number 24, verses 30-31. Therefore, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisaakum surat al-Nur. Teach your female Surah Nur, chapter 24. Qul lil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfadhu furujahum. Tell the believing man to lower their gazes and protect the private part. Next verse. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Tell the believing women, they must lower their gazes and protect their private part. Today you see all the jirmakar, all the mix-up going on. People want to change their gender. Eve wants to become Steve and Steve wants to become Eve. It's all shaitaniyat, all these things here. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, the women, chapter 4, verse 119. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Satan, Lucifer, Iblis said, I will surely command them. They will change the creation of Allah. So therefore, Islam says all that haram. Now your husband, your brother, whoever, so remember that they want to fool you. You say, no, this is all business meetings. I am speaking to my clientele. That's the word they will use. Surah 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 19. Allah Jalla Wala states, يَعَلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Almighty Allah knows the eyes that are disloyal. How we try and fool our wives, our parents, or children. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Whatever we are hiding, that motive, that intention we have in our bosoms, in our chest, in our heart, all that is known to Almighty Allah. Chapter 40, verse 19. So be clear on these issues here. And remember that there's ogling, staring, looking at. If you open Kanzul Umal, you will find Sahmun min Sahami Iblis. It is one of the poisonous arrows of Shaitan. So therefore, be very careful on these issues here.
Mufti Saab, what is the ruling regarding a Muslim man marrying a Kitabi woman?
Remember, Kitabi woman means that a person marries a Jewess or marries a Christian lady. Is it permissible? Some people who just make superficial study of the Quran, they read Surah 5 and verse 5, chapter 5, verse 5, and they say, yes, it's permissible. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, we met him several occasions, and Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab. So, if you study their fatwa and verdict, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, I read many of his fatwa. This fatwa and verdict of his, I found to be one of the best fatwas that he wrote and compiled. The book's name by Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi is Al-Fatawa Al-Mu'asara, that is contemporary verdicts. And Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab, as I mentioned, passed away in 1976 in Shawwal, in Jawahirul Fiqh, in his Ma'ariful Quran. All that, you go look at the details, you will find it. Our fatwa ruling is, in this day and this age, to marry a Kitabiya, a Jewish Christian, or so forth, not permissible. Why? Remember that today they not really devoted, dedicated to their religion. So let's just look at practical examples. I give you 3-4. Imagine that you get married, hypothetically, for argument's sake. What you think that she will do? Will she bring your children up as Muslim, or will she bring your children up, you must remember, as Jews and Christians? You can see what is happening. Just go to South America and see. The husband also lost his Islam and he went that way there. Jewish faith or Christian faith or just Satanism or whatever you, Allah forbid. So that's number one. Number two, she will bring the wine and swine in your house. You are a Muslim, will you accept that? Number three, what will happen to our Muslim women if we give carte blanche permission? You can marry Tom, you can marry Susie and Annie and so forth. So obviously that is not feasible as well. Next one, she will bring the sha'air, the symbols of her religion. So she will bring the crucifix, the cross. She will bring the Star of David. All this time, think of your house, can you accept it? So therefore, in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu already, the man with insight and foresight, he told Sahaba, remember that, he told Huzaifa bin Yaman, and he told them that you must divorce your wives. They asked, is it haram? He said, I'm telling you, divorce your wife. Because what will happen to your children? What will happen to the Muslim ladies? So already we have that type of dalail and evidence in front of us. So especially in this day and this age, definitely not permissible. permissible for any Muslim male to marry a Jewess or a Christian, and to marry a Mushrika, a lady that committing shirk, that is enshrined in the Quran, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 221, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. You can't marry people who are worshipping idols and somebody and so forth and so on. So therefore, today we say not permissible. So yes, if you want to marry them, then they must embrace Islam and become true Muslims, then it will be permissible.
Is there any dua or Quranic ayah that one can read if you have a suspicious mind?
Remember that suspicious mind all comes from shaitan. You read the ending of the Quran Sharif and you will find you waswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas, the last chapter of the noble Quran, chapter 114. And what is the function of the shayateen? You waswisu fi sudurin nas, they bring about waswasa and whispering from the shaitan. And who, from where does it come? Min al jinnati wan nas, from the jinnat, the invisible creation of Allah and human beings. So therefore, chapter 114 and verses number 5 and 6, you will find it there. So what must we do? We must read the Quranic duas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Quran Kareem states, wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun fasta'idh billah. When the shaitan gives you injection and waswasa, whispering, so say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, one. Second one, a'udhu billahi min wasawisish shaitan. Ya Allah, you protect me from the doubts and waswasa and whisperings of the shaitan. Third one, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen. Quran dua. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the assault of the shayateen. Why plural shayateen? Because you get shayateen al-insi wal-jinn, you get shaitan in human form, you get shaitan in jinn form. Learn all these duas, O esteemed listeners. First one, Quran Kareem teaches us, you want to read Quran Sharif, فَإِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. You open the Quran Sharif, you kiss it, and then you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. You want to be protected from all the enemies, and we know the crime, the hijacking, kidnapping, only Allah will protect us. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after Fajr, read Fajr on time and then read this dua. Read Maghrib on time and then read it. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. How many times I read it? Thrice. And then you read Surah Hashr, chapter 59, the famous verse, verses, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaybi wa shahada, huwal rahmanur rahim. Chapter 59, verses 22, 23, 24. When you read those verses once, and before that you read thrice, A'udhu billahi sabil alim minash shaitan rajim, 70,000 malaika come to protect you from the enemy. Nighttime you read 70,000. So make it a ma'amul, part of your routine. Daily after Fajr I will read. Daily after Maghrib I will read. So two different types of a'udhu I gave you. Ta'awuz. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Second one, A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitanir rajim. Oh, you man, Asr time you going to the masjid, Maghrib time, Isha time, start today. So when you place your right foot inside the masjid, A'udhu billahi al-azim, A'udhu billahi al-azim, wa biwajhihi al-kareem, wa sultanihi al-qadeem. See? Authentic hadith this is. So open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. A'udhu billahi al-azim. Ya Allah, I seek your protection. You are majestic, Ya Allah. Wa bi wajhihi al-kareem. Ya Allah, your countenance is so noble and so great and majestic. Wa bi wajhihi al-kareem. And then, wa sultanihi al-qadeem. And your authority, sovereignty is from time immemorial. Minash shaitan al-rajim, from the the Satan, the accursed. What the Shaitan says when we enter the masjid and we read this dua, A'udhu billahi al-azim, wa bi wajhi al-kareem, wa sultanihi al-qadeem. Qala Shaitan, hafidha minni sa'ir al-yawm. This person is protected from me, my cronies and comrades, the whole day, the whole night. So imagine Allah Jalla wa'ala, Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us the recipe, the prescriptions, but the ummah does not learn it. And if we learn it, we don't practice it. If we learn it, we practice it, then we don't propagate it. Do everything. Learn it, practice on it, and propagate it. That is what we need to do. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, is there any dua to read to protect your residents from reptiles, scorpions, lizards, and in this particular case, it's also rat infestations and so on?
Yes, bring a lot of cats for the rats. So you must remember that will be rhyming also, the cats and the rats. So anyway, the best dua to read for you, you are the insects and reptiles and all are troubling you, troubling your children and so forth. So what must you read? Simple dua, we all know it. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Remember, once you read that, so it is the best ta'weez, the best protection. Therefore, it's called Mu'awwidhatayn. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Uqba radiallahu anhu and told him. And if you got time, mashallah, then read Surah Baqarah, the whole surah, the longest surah chapter in the Noble Quran, 286 verses. And remember that regarding this particular surah chapter, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah. فَإِنَّ أَخَذَهَا بَرَكَةً. It will bring barakah, blessing to your house, to your shop, wherever you are. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. And you don't read it, it will bring about remorse and regret. وَلَا تَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةً. All these evil forces, the rats and whatever, snakes and whatever reptiles, are causing you, your family, harm and havoc and so forth. They take their food and run away. I know some houses that the monkeys come there, they trouble them. They make fools with them. When they're not there, they're inside and they run away. So I saw this also. So anyway, you read Qul A'udhu bi Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, and you read Surah Baqarah, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Allah Jalla wa'ala will protect you and your progeny and give out charity daily, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Sahib, is it necessary to have to make ghusl after a pap smear?
Remember, you, my mothers and sisters, when you go to the doctor, gynecologist and so forth, and you have the pap smear, so we will say it is not compulsory that you must have the ghusl, but we will say it is desirable. But remember, it is not compulsory. When is ghusl compulsory? After you finish your menses, your hayz, after your nifas, your postnatal, your 40 days or whatever that is finished, you know, you gave birth, or after husband-wife, gymnastics, conjugal relationship, so then ghusl is compulsory on both parties. Or wet dream, you must remember, you started thinking and so forth. So in those cases, ghusl is compulsory. But the pap smear and all that internal checkup you go for, ghusl is not compulsory, but it is desirable and meritorious.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. It's already an hour into the Q&A program. After the break, we will be continuing right until 5 to 4. Also, a reminder, you've been enjoying these programs, the Q&A, as well as other programs by listening to it on Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah on the decoders. Remember, those decoders are available at 189 West Road, Overport in Durban, also at the Al Ansar Shop in Durban and IG Hussein's in Durban. And in Lanesha, that is available from the Markaz Sahaba studio in Lanesha. And from Northern Natal, it's by Maulana Salim Karim.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.